The front line is not an unfamiliar terrain for Ethiopia's Prime Minister. But this time, Abiy Ahmed, who also holds the rank of Lieutenant Colonel, has returned to the battlefield to rally his troops for what he calls an existential war. Video released by the government shows Abiy with soldiers who are fighting against Tigrayan rebels in the Afar region.
What you see behind me is a mountain area that was a stronghold for the enemy until yesterday. Now we've managed to clear the area fully. The morale of the defence forces is really great. The war is being undertaken with great feat. Now we've taken Kasagita. Today we will take over Shifra and Berka. We will continue until Ethiopia's freedom is ensured.
Since July, the rebels have been expanding the battle from inside Tigray into neighbouring Amhara and Afar regions. They have seized towns that are a few hundred kilometres from the capital Addis Ababa. They say the Prime Minister has lost his chance at peace by choosing war.
The measures taken by Abiy Ahmed are desperate. It would have been better for him to suggest solutions for peace in negotiations, yet he chose war. He should have upheld the opportunity for peace.
Canada has now joined a growing list of countries who are asking their citizens to leave amid fears that the battle could move towards the capital and that the fighting could get a lot worse.
Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's decision to move to a front line, apparently in the Afar region where fighting is not actually so serious at the moment, is apparently intended to galvanize his support base and mobilize new recruits for the armed forces. And that's not likely to be effective. I think many people may respond to the call, but this war is being fought with heavy weapons and in some cases, well-trained, battle-hardened troops. So volunteers at this late stage with little training and few weapons are not going to make a difference.
The civilians are already paying the price of Ethiopia's year-long conflict. More than 9 million people are facing hunger. Hundreds of thousands are on the brink of famine. But so far, both sides have refused to back down, while what the UN calls the textbook definition of a humanitarian crisis continues to unfold. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.